The Sugar Beet Report on the Red River Farm Network, news for the sugar beet industry, brought to you in part by Corteva Agriscience, Premium Ag Solutions, and Syngenta. American Crystal General Agronomist Tyler Grove is with us. Tyler, anything we need to be aware of going into spring?
The growers are keenly aware of where their high sugar fields are, where their high yield fields are, and also where their diseased fields are as well. We like to use starter fertilizer at plant to get these seedlings up and running as fast as possible. And counter insecticide or at plant granule, we need to have that in place for some of the issues we've been seeing with springtails and especially with sugar beet root maggot that we've been seeing increase in pressure in the last couple of years. As they get out in the field, ditches and shelter belts are going to be wet, so just kind of stay shy of those areas. And sometimes those aren't the best producing areas of the field anyways.
The Sugar Beet Report on the Red River Farm Network, brought to you in part by H&S Manufacturing and Sess Vanderhoff.